Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. We share quick tips, things you can do right now, and then we add a little bit of chaos at the end of every episode. We also keep it short, like this intro. Let's check it out. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our short episode where we break down what's going on in business and marketing and life. So let's jump into it. What's going on? Well, you're probably taking a picture of yourself right now because Snapchat came out this week and said, over the last 12 months, how many selfies do you think people took on Snapchat? 1 trillion. What are we doing, people? An Apple report over the same time period, there were 500 billion selfies taken. I mean, when I'm out and I see somebody like posing in all sorts of weird ways and taking a selfie of themselves, I absolutely make fun of them in my mind. But then I wind up doing it too. I don't know. All we do is take pictures of ourselves. We need a life. I need a life for sure. What else is going on? Well, we are right now in this very moment. Okay, this is the start of the data collection gold rush. What do I mean by that? From October 1st through October 15th, these 2 weeks are among the highest opt-in rates of any time over the year. They're actually number two, only right near Thanksgiving. So this is the second highest week where people are opting into things for business offers and consumer offers. Why is that? Well, on the consumer side, it's obvious, right? We're leading into Halloween and then Thanksgiving time and then the holidays and all this stuff. And everybody wants the deals. And on the business side, everybody's trying to make their plan. Now that we're into October, what is going to be their plan for 2026? So what does this mean to you as a marketer? It means now you need to turn on the data collection engines everywhere. If you don't like pop-ups on your website, get over it. This is the time to launch a pop-up on your business or consumer site. The opt-in rates for incentivized pop-ups, oh, get the discount code, get the 2026 guide to whatever. The opt-in rates for the month of October are exponentially higher than any other month when people are going to your site and actually being willing to fill out your pop-ups. You want to make sure that you're running your lead gen campaigns, your paid social media campaigns. This is the time to be doing newsletter swaps, ad swaps with people. Anything that you can do to be capturing data, this is the time that people are most open to be giving you that data. So it's a great time to launch your 2026 guides to whatever. It's a great time to launch your best deals in terms of getting on our list to get the VIP deals. These next 2 weeks are it. All right, what else is going on? So in Europe, they're pushing for the digital majority age. That's what they're calling it. Basically, a few months back, Australia passed a rule that you had to be 16 years old, a minimum of 16 years old to use social media, basically have a social media account. And at the time, everyone said, this is never going to work. This is, I don't know, whatever. But now Europe is saying, you know what? I think that rule is pretty good. And they are going down the path of pushing for the same thing that social media starts when you're 16. Now, I don't know about all that, but I will tell you, I'm very pro not having the phones during the school day for students. Nobody asked me, but I think it's important. I know everyone still has like an iPad or a computer and that's fine, whatever. But when everyone just has their phones all day in school, whatever, I'm glad I didn't have a phone when I was going to school because I don't know how to get anything done. All I'd be doing is texting, looking at social media, whatever. So it'll be interesting to see if Europe really does pass that law, because if Europe passed the law, Australia passed the law, now we got something that might be going worldwide, which would be pretty wild. What else is going on? So DigiDay came out and they shared some new data on LinkedIn, which I thought was super interesting. They shared that LinkedIn video views are actually dropping. So, you know, when everyone's posting their videos now and the views on those are dropping, according to DigiDay, over the last 60 days. Now, the reason that's interesting is for the last, 3 to 6 months, everything about LinkedIn is like, oh, wow, video is blowing up. It's getting all the views. It's getting all of the engagement. It's getting everything. And everyone, there was this tidal wave rush of to get video content onto LinkedIn. And I do it too. I put video stuff on there all the time. But now they're saying it's a slump. Now, LinkedIn is saying there's nothing different. Really what I think is going on was that there's just too much video now. There's just a tidal wave of video. And unlike TikTok, where the entire platform is video, it's now what are people willing to consume? So it's almost like we're going backwards again. We're going backwards. And now they're saying cheat sheets and carousel posts and image posts with text do better. It's all annoying. Here's the bottom line. Just don't post boring garbage. If you don't post boring garbage, people are going to like it. It's going to circulate, whether it's a video, a carousel post, or whatever. But you don't now you don't need to only be doing video. You got to be doing everything. Change up your formats. Whatever. Speaking about whatever, you don't care. But I'm going to give you the update on the Golden Bachelor that you're not watching, because this guy is a clown. So the Golden Bachelor started on ABC, okay? And that's the one where it's a dude, and there's like 30 women, but he's an older dude and whatever. And so it started. But this guy is a clown. And the reason I say that is, leading up to the launch of the Golden Bachelor, they had this guy doing press, the Golden Bachelor. And he went on this podcast called In the Trenches. And on the podcast, okay, he said he only prefers women that are ages 45 to 60, and he would get rid of any women who are over 60. It doesn't make any sense. He's going on the Golden Bachelor. Every single woman that was a contestant or whatever is over 60. Like, what was this dude thinking? So in the first episode, he had to actually stand up and apologize to everybody for saying that. But to tell you the truth, they should have gotten rid of him. It is ridiculous, because if I'm one of these women, I'm like, oh, I know this dude doesn't like me, because he already said he doesn't want anybody over 60. The whole thing is a mess, a total mess. I'm not happy. They didn't ask me, but I'm not happy. But I am happy you're here, because you're amazing. A few things. Number one, we are about to end our registration for Guru Conference, because we just got a ton of people registering. It is free. It is virtual. It's the world's largest email marketing event. It's November 6th and 7th. I'm going to tell you, we bit off too much. We're doing too much this time around. It's going to be wild. We have Nicole Kidman. We have Lance Bass. We have Donald Miller. We have Amy Porterfield. We have the founder of Liquid Death. We have all these brands that are going to be there. It is going to be wild. You want to grab a virtual seat before they're all gone. That's my cheesy push. It's free. It's virtual. GuruConference.com. And hit me up. Drop me an email. Drop me a LinkedIn DM. Let me know what's going on. Let's do stuff together and keep it real. You did it. You made it to the end. But wait, the party is not over. Listen, I want to keep hanging out. Subscribe to this podcast. And if it wasn't the worst podcast you've ever listened to, give it a 5-star review. Why not? But you know what? I want to do even more with you. Go to gurumediahub.com and we can partner there. You can find out about all of our free events, all of our stuff. And if you're epically bored, go to jschwedelson.com and we could stay connected. You could find my newsletter and everything else I got going on. Thanks for being here, and hope you subscribe.